This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 3. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. And Job said, "Let the day perish on which I was born, and the night that said, a man is conceived. Let that day be darkness. May God above not seek it, nor light shine upon it. Let gloom and deep darkness claim it. Let clouds dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. That night, let thick darkness seize it. Let it not rejoice among the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Behold, let that night be barren. Let no joyful cry enter it. Let those curse it who curse the day, who are ready to rouse up Leviathan. Let the stars of its dawn be dark. Let it hope for light, but have none, nor see the eyelids of the morning, because it did not shut the doors of my mother's womb, nor hide trouble from my eyes. Why did I not die at birth, come out from the womb and expire? Why did the knees receive me, or why the breasts that I should nurse? For then I would have lain down and been quiet. I would have slept. Then I would have been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth who rebuilt ruins for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or why was I not as a hidden, stillborn child, as infants who never see the light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. There the prisoners are at ease together. They hear not the voice of the taskmaster. The small and the great are there, and the slave is free from his master. Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter in soul, who long for death, but it comes not, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes instead of my bread, and my groanings are poured out like water. For the thing that I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, but trouble comes." Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be your name. You give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. When we left Job at the end of chapter 2, he was singing along through his tears of grief, and despite the loathsome sores that covered his body. Thank you, Job, for your inspiring example. The book could have ended right there, and we would have admired its lofty message. Job has passed the test of faith. God can be worshipped apart from his blessings. Take that, Satan! Game over! But of course, the book doesn't end there. In fact, we have a long ways to go. After Job's friends sympathized with him in silence for 7 days, at the start of chapter 3 it says, Job opened his mouth. And it was not to sing another praise song. Instead, what comes out of Job's mouth is bitter cursing. He's not yet ready to curse God, but he's willing to curse the day that marked his birth. In short, the man wishes he had never been born. Verses 3 and 4. And if he had to be born, he wishes he would have experienced an early death. Verse 11, 13, 16, and 17. Life was not supposed to be like this. The why questions dominate Job 3, as we see how he is really feeling. after the initial shock of his calamitous losses begins to wear off, Job's pious patience descends into impious protest. As a godly man, he was trained to bless God at all times, in all situations. His earlier words were all true and commendable, but now he is experiencing a depth of despair that cannot be glossed over with platitude. His worst nightmares have become reality. "For the thing that I fear comes upon me," Job says, "and what I dread befalls me." Job has no peace, no quiet, no rest, only turmoil. Verses 24 and 25. Emotional outbursts like this tend to make Christians nervous. Many of us prefer to keep a stiff upper lip, you know, stay calm, cool, collected, act like you have it all together. But Job laments, and he laments loudly. Here is a man in deep anguish, transparently honest about his thoughts and feelings. Many of the Psalms read like this. The prophets often lamented, as did Jesus on the cross. Some churches have no category for lament. The only emoji they allow is a smiley face. Unfortunately, this only doubles people's pain, for now their sorrow is compounded by guilt. But in a world where we all suffer, we need to foster a real relationship with the real God. And to do that, we need to be real. Job knows that God exists and that he is both powerful and loving, so he doesn't give up on God. But persevering faith often comes with a fight. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.